Blog Talk Radio.
Every praiser, lift your hand to the Lord. Every praiser, come on, come on, come on, lift your voice unto the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. This is Apostle Angel Miller. Amen. Angel Flowers. Miller is my main name. Amen. I thank God for you guys on tonight. I thank you guys for joining us tonight on the broadcast and for all the great things that God is doing in your life and things tonight. So I'm just excited. It's been a little while since I've come on. And everything. We thank God we got Apostle up in prayers. He's traveling and everything. So, amen. I'm going to get started out. We're going to start out with prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father God, Lord, we just give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you all the glory, God, for what you're doing on tonight, God. We thank you for your people, God, tonight. Lord, you know what it is that is concerning them, that you want to bring attention to, God, that you want them to be enlightened, concerning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Enlighten your people, God, concerning your word, God, concerning your power, your anointing, oh God. Strengthen them, oh God, concerning their lives, God. You know exactly what it is, God. You know what they're going through, God. You know what they need, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, for using me tonight as your vessel, God, as an instrument, God, to get the job done and complete every assignment that you've given for me to, at this hour, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank God for what you're doing. I bless those that are over the line in the name of Jesus, Lord. I bless Kingdom Builders International and the work that they're doing, God, the work of their hands, oh God. I speak blessings over them, prosperity over them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Everything that concerns them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak your blessings. Even now, God, even concerning your people, God, you know what it is that they're facing, God. You know the deadlines, God, that they have. You know the goals that they're trying to reach in you and in life, God, even financially, God, even concerning their health, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for doing it in this very hour, Lord, giving them the answers, God, what is going on at this season and time of their life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be used as your vessel, God, even as I humble myself before you, God. And I pray that your will is being done even now, God, as I speak with God, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for doing it for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. I just dare somebody even now to just begin to give God the praise, give him the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. Right where you are today, you may be in your home. You may be sitting in your car listening tonight. You may be in a shelter. I don't know where you may be. You may be in another country. Hallelujah. You may be going through in your body. Hallelujah. I just declare to just give him praise. If you just give him a shout of praise. Give him a hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I love you, God. Lord, I trust you. Hallelujah. Concerning my life, God, I trust you, God. Hallelujah. Just let him know that you love him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves to hear the praises from his people. Hallelujah. He loves the praises. That's what we're made to worship and praise him. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. What you're doing even now, God, in the lives of your people. We thank you, God, for how you're blessing them even right now in their present situation, God, in their present condition, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you know what state of mind they're in, God. You know what state of heart they're in right now, tonight, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for blessing them, God. Lord, bless their ministry, God. Bless their storehouses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we give you all praise, honor, and glory for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord has given me so many things, hallelujah, but I'm just going to let the Lord lead on tonight because so many things on my heart, so many things is in me. That it's got to come forth in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank God for doing it for you guys. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Because only it's through him and we're the vessel. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for leading it all. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited tonight about what God is doing, what God is doing for his people. What he's done already and what he's getting ready to do. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you guys are in the expectancy on tonight. You're expecting a word of God. You're expecting a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And you're open to what it is the Lord wants to say to you. Hallelujah. Because all the time, sometimes we may be thinking, oh, yeah, this is for that person. And this is for, you know, like going to church or something. And you'll be sitting there, you hear the minister preaching, and then you may be sitting there, oh, yeah, that's such and such situation. That's this person. That's that person. That's for them. God wants you to be in a place to say, well, this is for me. This is this is what I need to hear. Hallelujah. You may not need it in one way, but maybe another area in your life where you need the word to come forth through that man or woman of God, through that vessel. Even as Apostle Flowers, if he was on tonight, he would be speaking to you guys, and he would be saying, be in high expectation from the Lord. Whatever it is, get it on your heart. Whatever you're looking for God to do, whatever you're looking for God to touch, hallelujah, be expecting. Be open to the will of God in your life. Hallelujah. Because sometimes God be waiting, a lot of times God be waiting on us, hallelujah, to be open. And a lot of times we don't want nobody to touch certain things. You can touch this, but you can't touch that area in my life. I don't mind if you touch this. Hallelujah. Then we get upset with the man or the woman of God. Hallelujah. We get upset because we think they're preaching on us and everything. And really, they're just a vessel, hallelujah, that's being used by God. And I pray that we'll continue and to humble ourselves as people of God and obey the word of God and speak what God has given us, not concerned about what man is thinking and all of these things, but to speak the word of God. There were certain things as a priest, even in my presence, you know, as a woman of God is what I mean. As a woman of God, that there are some things that cannot be allowed in my presence that I would have to speak up and say something about it. Because when you're in a place with the Lord, certain things you see, you need to bring correction to those things. You can't just sit there and allow it, because passivity cannot be in the midst. Hallelujah. Cannot rebellion and disobedience. I mean, I know that God has given us time and season for everything. He gives you a time to speak, a time to shut up, you know, a time to be quiet, basically. Hallelujah. He's giving you a time for this and a time for that. But some things, it is required of us as men and women of the cloth, hallelujah, to bring correction to. And a lot of times we, different ones, I know it's not their personality and things like that, we may run from certain things, but it is a requirement, hallelujah, that God is requiring you to do his will. And so just like Jonah, hallelujah, I know why the Lord is this to go this way, but I am going to do it anyhow. It's like Jonah, he ran, hallelujah, from what it is that God was telling him to do. He ran for several different reasons that he ran. For one, he didn't want to do it. These are the very people who have did things to his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They've done things to him. So maybe there's some unforgiveness there. And I don't want to help them. I don't want to, you know, bless them. I don't want to give them the truth. Hallelujah. But God wants us to bring correction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to whatever it is that's going on. Hallelujah. There's a time. When God is saying do something, that you must do it. You must obey God in spite of how you feel, in spite of what you think. The word of God said obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. If I see my children going astray and I see that they're dealing with things and issues and things in life, and I don't address those things, I'm going to be accountable. You'll be accountable as a parent, hallelujah, for not bringing correction to those things and not ministering love and ministering to those areas that it is that they need. Now, all, as well as a parent, there is going to be times where God will have you to sit back, hallelujah, because God is bringing maturity to them, and he wants to see that they're going to go for it. Hallelujah, and prosper in him, that they're going to go, and they may be going through some things, but you know that God have them, and God is teaching us some things. Some things they're only going to learn on their own. Hallelujah. That's part of growth and maturity at a certain age or a certain time frame where you have to be able to no longer be on that pacifier, so to speak, and things and on the bottle and everything. But to be able to go forth in the Lord and not be pointing the finger and saying, well, this didn't happen because of that person, and the reason I didn't do this, and reason I didn't obey God, and the reason I didn't follow after God and things was because of them. Hallelujah. There was great men and women of God, men and women of God, that had to obey God at all costs. Hallelujah. Some of the generals, if you look up some of the generals, they had to obey God. One of the generals, now that I'm thinking about her, and just I'm just letting God lead me. Hallelujah. You know, I can name some of Captain Coolman, Woodworth Etter, Maria Woodworth Etter. Hallelujah. I believe, yeah, that was her, that she was at home. She was at home, and her children had died tragically, and many things that happened and took place and things of that nature, because she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and do the things that a mother does and take care of her children and all these things. But she began to realize that things were not working the way that she intended on doing. Raise my children, do this, and then I'll serve God, and then I'll minister, then I'll preach the gospel, then I'll do all these things. But a lot of times God is requiring more of you, because God has put much inside of you. And he says, to whom much is given, much is required. Hallelujah. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm preaching to myself, but hallelujah. But I know I'm preaching. I'm speaking to somebody else out there, hallelujah, that is going through some things. They're saying, because I'm going through in my body, it's because of this, it's because of that, that I can't do. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you that when you begin to obey God, hallelujah, and step out on faith, regardless of your physical ability, regardless of your family, and regardless of the things going on around you, hallelujah, you said, seek first my kingdom, and everything else will be added unto you. Hallelujah. And we know that it's true. Yeah, your family is your first ministry. You know, I've heard that so many times. But there are those that God is requiring more of them. God said, I have your family. Hallelujah. I'm talking about balance. This is only for those that, if the shoe fit, wear it. Hallelujah. Wear it. Is that, back in the day, the older people would always say, if the shoe fit, you wear it. Hallelujah. And God's requiring more of you, and you don't understand what's going on around you. Why is this happening? Why is things being shaken up? And things of that nature, because God said, I'm calling you back to me. I know you've experienced some rough places. I know you've experienced some hard, some trials, some things that have come your way that try to discourage you from fighting, try to discourage you from moving forward. Hallelujah. But God said, know that I'm with you. Hallelujah. Even as you step out in obedience and do what it is that I'm calling for you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about some of those things, some of those hard places that at times in life everyone has experienced. Those that have a higher calling, those that have a call to go higher, which all of us are called, hallelujah, to go higher in God. As long as you're in God, it is not God's will that you stay in the same condition that you're in. It's not God's will that you stay in the same place that you was last year and yesterday and the day before yesterday and the week before that. It is not God's will that we stay in the same place that we were in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why it's good to surround ourselves with people, that there are going to be people who know less than you, and there will be people that know more than you. Hallelujah. It's important to have people around you that have already, like you're getting ready to start, like you're starting your own business. You need people that are already graced in that area. You can't say, oh, I'm the man, the woman of God, and you don't have no humility. No, you're not humble enough to receive a teacher to teach you something that you don't know. And they could be younger than you. I'm reminded of someone who went to the doctor. They went to the doctor, and they went to the doctor, and they began to ask to speak to the doctor. and everything. And that was the doctor. And they said, well, I am the doctor. Well, I can't get somebody else and everything. So they brought somebody else in to speak to them and everything that looked much older. And already, like I was saying, they were already talking to a doctor, and he looked very young. And so they came in there and began to talk to them about their condition and the diagnosis and things. And so they said, well, they start asking more and more questions, and they said, sorry, but I can't help you. Only the doctor can explain it. So they had to go and get the young doctor because they said, I'm only a nurse. They had to go and get the young doctor back in there to be able to explain it is because they said he is a specialist. He may look real young, but he is a specialist. He went to school. He went to training. He did the study. He did the time. Hallelujah. You need an expert. Even though he's young, hallelujah, he is an expert in his field and everything. And so basically they were looking at, oh, because they're older, that they knew more, and that's not necessarily so. So I was saying that because we need to surround ourselves with people that are of like-minded and that are stronger than us so we can learn, so that we can glean from. We need the body of Christ. We need each other. And God intentionally and purposed this to be so. Hallelujah. Everything you're not going to get on your own. Some things God is going to have it to come through another man or woman of God or someone else. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's to keep us humble. And that's so we can know the will of God for our life, that there are those that we're connected to, hallelujah, that have what it is that we need. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So I wasn't expecting to go that way either, but I thank God for the leading of his spirit on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go tonight to Mark 14. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Mark 14, and I'm just going to read. I don't know how many of you all love the Word of God, but tonight I believe as the Lord leads, we're going to do a lot of, I'm going to do a lot of reading of the Word and let the Lord say different. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, it says, this is Mark. Just bear with me for a second. Hallelujah, I'm glad it's not the regular radio. You know, we try to have no dead air and things of that nature. Okay, so I'm just going to read starting at the first verse. It says, after 2 days, the feast of the Passover and of the unleavened bread, and the chief priest and the scribes thought how they may take him by craft and put him to death. And we know who they're talking about, who they're speaking of. They're talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, let there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there come a woman having an alabaster box of ointment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Bear with me, people of God. Amen. She came. Basically, just reading how she came and poured the alabaster box upon his head. And there were, that's the fourth verse, Mark 14:4. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? Wow. Can you believe that? They're talking about our Savior, our Lord, whom we know, Jesus Christ. And they felt that it was a waste of oil, hallelujah, to pour on Jesus' head. How they felt like that this was a waste, hallelujah. Like, why would you pour oil on this man's head? It's just a waste, knowing that this is expensive. This is, you know, This is an unadulterated oil. Hallelujah. This is expensive, you know. It's precious. The oil is precious. Hallelujah. But even as the word of God talks about the oil ran down Aaron's beard, I believe this woman of God knew who and recognized who Jesus was. Hallelujah. And knew this was a prophetic, as I was reading this, the Lord was showing me that this is a prophetic gesture that she did when she poured the ointment down, poured it from the top of her head, because he represents even the body of Christ. As it flows from the head, it goes down. Hallelujah. And she knew that Jesus was being prepared to go to the cross at this point. Hallelujah. She knew that Jesus was preparing to go to the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The cross. God is preparing you to go to the cross. Hallelujah. Not the cross like Jesus, but to bear your cross. He said, take up your cross and follow me. Hallelujah. God wants us to take up our cross and follow us. You may be going through a hard time, just as Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. Which is in, I have here Mark the 14th. Chapter. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to get exactly to. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm just going to continue to read. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this a waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble her? She had wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the world, this also that she had done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. So she was going to be remembered for the oil that she poured on his head. God says, make a memorial of her. Hallelujah. God, even when you bless the men and the woman of God and open your doors, it could save a whole generation. It could save a whole lifeline. I don't know if you all have read, even in the Word of God, many times when the woman of God made a bed, an area for the man of God, for the prophet, because he was in town, hallelujah, for him to have a place to lay his head, hallelujah, and how she was truly blessed. Hallelujah. People of God are blessed when they are blessing to the men and the women of God. They are blessed, truly. And so she's blessed because Jesus said, let a memorial be of her for this. Because I guarantee you, these people who was coming against her, they didn't recognize who Jesus was. They didn't recognize who he was, what was in their midst. Hallelujah. Some people probably didn't recognize who he was until after the fact, until after he died on the cross. And they said, truly, this is the Son of Man. Hallelujah. This is the Son of God. I'm sorry. This is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is saying he will exalt you in due season. He will exalt you in due season, just as Jesus, hallelujah, was exalted. Hallelujah. But God will send us through a time of humility, a time in our life where we have to experience humble pie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Humble pie means to go higher. It's equal to going higher. The more humility you have, the higher God will take you. And the higher you go, the more humility that is going to require. And so many times I see many men and women of God, and they feel like if you don't have every I dot and every T cross, and if you don't have such eloquence of words and things of that, and they become prideful and many other things, because it is in a certain way. And God said, I choose who I've chosen. Hallelujah. It's not who you've picked and who you've chosen. Hallelujah. It's not what you want, hallelujah, but it's what God is wanting for you. Hallelujah. But it requires for you to die to yourself. Hallelujah. There's a constant dying of yourself that must take place in your life in order to continue to go higher. And even in the Word of God, it speaks of how the disciples were saying, who is the greatest? Who is the greatest? Hallelujah. And Jesus said, the least of these are the greatest. So least meaning, my definition right now, is humility from ground zero is important. Hallelujah. Humility, it means to start from ground zero, from the bottom, and stay there. Hallelujah. That don't mean you don't go higher in God, hallelujah, but you're staying at ground zero. You're staying on your knees in prayer. You're staying humble. You're not getting puffed up with pride, with the pride of life, hallelujah. You're not being puffed up with words, and you're able to discern as well when people come with words, hallelujah, and it puffs you up, hallelujah. It's okay for compliments and, oh, yeah, this and that, but you have to be careful even when men come to lift you up and God is requiring of you to stay low. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we don't see that and recognize the enemy from afar off. There are times and I'm, you know, some people may not feel like they're ready to hear this, but we're in a supernatural time, in a supernatural world, hallelujah, where people, they believe in, they want to go to psychics and everything else, but when it comes to the things of God, they want you to be quiet as far as the things of the supernatural realm. And the enemy not going to trick me into deceit, you know, not sharing the word of God. And people are being deceived, but they're running to the world because they have a supernatural hunger. They have a hunger for the things of the spirit. That's why they're following after the things of this world. Hallelujah. And I'm still speaking of pride. There are times where I'll be sitting with people. I'll be sitting next to them. And that was a season that I was going through that. It was a season during that time. And the Lord began to open my eyes, and right out of the wall, wherever they were sitting, they was getting ready before their words could even open, before their mouth could finish what they were saying. I discerned it in the spirit, and not only that, as we sat, at times I would be sitting with different ones, and right out of the wall, I would see this black ball. I saw this black circle. I see a black figure come out of the wall and appear out of the wall where they were sitting. And the Lord had me to be aware that they were speaking words to puff me up. The enemy was sending demonic spirits to try to get me puffed up in pride. Hallelujah, through the words. That's why that's why we have to be careful what we receive and everything. When people speak into our life, and they may be entertaining a demonic spirit and not even realizing it. But I thank God that I was able to see the spirit, and the Lord had me to go and pray, because once I recognize it, I know how to war. Hallelujah. Once you recognize which route the enemy is coming to you, even as Jesus, the enemy came to Jesus, said, He said to him that, you know, why don't you just jump off this mountain? Why don't you turn this stone into bread? He was fasting. Hallelujah. But I believe that had he had done it, it would have been symbolic of pride. But Jesus didn't have pride in his life. He didn't have to prove to anybody who he was. He didn't have to prove it. He didn't have to go and jump off of that mountain because, he said, you know, I'm sure a fleet of angels will catch you because you're just so high and mighty, God, high and mighty Jesus. Here it is, Jesus is in the flesh. Hallelujah. He's in his natural body flesh. He's not in heavenly place seated on the throne in the spirit yet. He didn't die on the cross yet. And enemy's tempting him to throw yourself down off his mountain, let the angels catch you and things, and because you're so great and all these things. He tried to give him things that he that already belongs to him. Hallelujah. The enemy will be trying to come to you and say, you can have all of these things when you already have it, but you don't know who you are. But Jesus knew who he was. He knew he didn't have to prove himself by jumping off the mountain and doing all these little crazy things. People tell you do flips and do this and do that and everything. Hallelujah. You can sit in the back, you can sit in the front, and you still know who you are in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many times I've had to go, and I was walking. I believe it's important to experience all areas of ministry, especially if you have a call of as an apostle. I believe God allowed you to experience walking in every facet of that shoe. And it was the season that I was Pastor Angel was the season what I was walking in before I was called. I accepted the call as an apostle and things of that nature. And there were times where I would go to churches and I would go to places and things of that nature. And I was the only woman pastor in the event. It was a lot of men, a gathering of pastors and things. And it was a very religious, I call it religious, because it's man-made, man's idea, man's thought, man's theology, man's way. It was not God's way. That's why I call it religion. Spirits up in that place. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Up in the place. So they called all the pastors to come up there. I guess you call him man of God. He's the man of God, but is walking in error concerning the things of God. That's what I wanted to say, y'all. I'm going to be honest. So-called man of God, amen, called the pastors to come up there. And so they was expecting all the men pastor, and I had discernment. I could see, and it was clear. And so they said, everyone come up to the front, all the pastors. So I did. I came up to the front and everything like that. And when I did, I was being eyeballed up and down because I know who I am. And I'm not going to sit back here, sit back there when they're calling the pastors come. And because I am a woman doesn't mean that, oh, you're not going to intimidate me and who I am. You're not going to intimidate me and who I am. I know who I am. I know what God has called me to be, and I'm going to walk therein. Because that is a very important thing when you are called. You must know who you are. It don't matter what, who told you and who said this and that. If you don't know, then how can you walk in that? How can you walk in it if you don't know? How can you get married to somebody, for example, too? How can you marry somebody and you don't know if God has said this is the will? Everybody can prophesy and he can tell you everything and all this stuff, but you need to know. Hallelujah. You waiting, everybody prophesy to you, this your husband. You need to know. That is serious. That is important. You need to know that this is the will of God. You need to seek God's face. And if you got to keep hearing prophetic words to get the answer, that something is wrong. That just means you need to seek God some more and get some more godly going wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Get some wisdom. Hallelujah. Get some godly counsel. Because that ain't nothing to play with. I'm saying it's serious. You know, certain things in life that are very serious decisions. It has to do with your future, your destiny, your purpose, your ministry. It's important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're talking about humility. Hallelujah. Snakes begin to expose themselves. Hallelujah, in higher ground. When you go higher, snakes begin to expose themselves. You begin to see the true faces. You begin to see the skin. What kind of skin? Is this the kind of snake that got venom and that'll bite you? Or is this the kind of garden snake? You know, but they'll begin to expose themselves as you go higher. People of God, God is requiring us to go higher. It is his will that we don't stay where we are. I don't care how old you get. You should still be growing in the things of God. You should still be learning more about the things of God. You have not arrived. As soon as you say that I've arrived and I made it and can't nobody tell me and this and that, that's a dangerous place to be in. It's a dangerous place. Hallelujah. You don't want to find yourself in that place. Hallelujah. And Jesus, he was a perfect example, hallelujah, of how to go through with great success. And you can read about this in Mark 14 chapter and 1 Peter the 4th chapter. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the best example how to go through with victory. Hallelujah. Sometimes people think they're doing God a service. The enemy thought, yeah, he was winning. He thought he was winning because he dying. Look, he getting beat. He getting whooped. That's what the people looked on Jesus. Yeah, let him get it. He needs to get it. He's over here saying that he's the Christ. And they didn't believe when he came, they didn't believe who he was. Hallelujah. But he did that for us. He died on the cross so that we can be set free. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise in that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Starting at ground zero. Hallelujah. And staying at ground zero. Hallelujah. Staying in humility. Walking in humility. Hallelujah. I just feel today the Lord has had it impressed on me that many people, it's like you're going through your garden of Gethsemane. You may not recognize it. You may have not recognized that you're going through your garden of Gethsemane, Holly, but I'm here to point your attention to it tonight. I'm here to point your attention to the fact that you are going through your garden of Gethsemane because God is getting ready to take you to a higher place. And sometimes these are some of the things that will begin to happen around you. You begin to get hit with everything, all kind of fiery darts, all kind of things. Hallelujah. You begin to get words. You're getting words of phone calls of discouragement. You hear words of discouragement. You have people talking about you, backstabbing you. Hallelujah. Speaking all manners of evil against you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to be encouraged tonight. God wants you to recognize what it is that you're going through. God don't want us to be to deny Christ. He don't want us to deny Christ. Hallelujah. He don't want you to deny him in the midst of it. And there are so many ways you can deny Christ. By giving into your flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to continue to read. Allowing the enemy to not only get into your flesh, but allowing the enemy to come in and dwell with you so that he can have rulership. What if Jesus said, I'm not going to go to the cross because it's not God's will. You know, my Father's will that I go through nothing. And I guarantee you, people of God, anybody that's been in the things of God, you are going to go through some things. You're going to go through some things. The Bible speaks of being perplexed and all these things that we go through. Hallelujah. But that does not mean it's the end of your life. It is not the end. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be going through in your body. You may be going through whatever it is. But God wants you to know that he's still with you and to endure like good soldiers. Endure. I know I'm speaking prophetically to many people right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in the 7th verse, it said, for ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will may do them good. But me, ye have not always. She have done what she could. Amen. I read that part already, so I'm going to go on down. It says to the 10th verse, Mark 14 and 10. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priest to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, wherewith thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sent it for two of his disciples and said unto them, go ye into the city, and there shall be meat you and a man bearing a pitcher of water following him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, the master said, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. Amen. Amen. I'm going to skip down to 18. It said, verily I say unto you, one of you which eat of me, this is where I'm heading, one of you which eat of me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful and to say unto him, by one, is it I? And another said, is it I? Hallelujah. Jesus knew who was going to betray him already. And he answered and said unto them, it is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good. Were it for that man if he had never been born? So it would have been, basically the Bible is saying it would have been good if he was never even born, because he had betrayed Jesus, betrayed him. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it and said, take ye, this is my body. And he took the cup and he said, and he had given thanks. He gave it to them, and they all drank it. So it's important for us to drink of his blood. Hallelujah. Everybody that drink of the same blood, it may have been a different, it was a, you know, it was the blood. But there was a portion of his blood that God has given you. There's a place of anointing, of gifting, hallelujah, that God wants you to endure as a good soldier so that his anointing can run from your head. Hallelujah. So God can anoint you. Hallelujah. God wants you to go through this thing, through this battle with flying colors. He will not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. I was just in reminder, even early, I'm constant reminder of how we were, my husband and myself, we were looking for God to bless us. And God was looking at our faith. And we didn't have the finances to do what it is we were looking to move into our own house and out of an apartment that we were in and things of that nature, and how many, many times God has told us to step out in faith and believe God. How God is constantly growing his people into a higher and higher place to believe God for more and more and more. Hallelujah. But I was thinking, what if we didn't obey God? You know, what if we didn't trust God? And even though we had gotten words and God has spoken, I see you all in the house. Hallelujah. I see this for you. I see that, you know. And what if we didn't step out? Hallelujah. We would have still been in the same place where it was comfortable for us. The payment was comfortable and everything else. Hallelujah. But God even truly had us to trust him. Even our first month, when we had moved and we were paying several hundred, way more money than we were paying at first, the time came that it was time to pay our rent, and things of that nature. We had to pay the landlord, and we didn't even have the full amount because we had the moving expenses and all of these things. We were like, God, how are we going to do this? And God touched the heart of somebody, touched someone's heart, to pay our full amount to pay it in full. That way we could have it already in advance with the payments we were getting ready to come in to save up for the next month and the next month. And I tell you, after that, God has always allowed us and provide us the finances to continue to take care of that. Hallelujah. So I just give God praise. Some things that God wants us to use and trust him. We may not see how it's going to happen. We may not know. The enemy might try to come and take what's yours. Hallelujah. Might come and try to take it, but God has something better for you. Hallelujah. God has greater things, with no strings attached to them. Hallelujah. That's for you, for his people. God has better for you. Jesus, the glory of God was getting ready to be revealed through Christ. Hallelujah. But before the glory of God could be revealed, he had much agony. He had to go through much pain. Hallelujah. He had to deal with the people that were around him. Hallelujah. There was all years of unbelief and of ye little faith he had to address that was around him. Hallelujah. He went through many, many things. Hallelujah. But God got the glory and the victory out of his life. I don't know how many of you all are expecting God to get the victory out of your life in spite of what you're going through in your body. Somebody could be talking about you. You may be going through your health. You may be looking, Lord, I need to lose weight. You may have people making fun of you and things and talking about you and doing all manner of evil because they know your situation. Hallelujah. But God is going to get the glory out of your life. Hallelujah. In spite of. Hallelujah. Even that time when you feel like you're ready to cry and weep, go ahead and cry. Go ahead and humble yourself and pray to God so that he can complete what is established in you, his kingdom. God wants us to get to our breaking point. He wants you to get to your breaking point. Hallelujah. Where you're on your knees, where you're fasting, where you're decreeing the word of God. He wants you to give up. I know that may sound strange to some of you guys, but he wants you to give up on you, on yourself, on your man-made flesh ideas. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Hallelujah. God said, let me do it. Let me handle it. Let me provide. Let me take care of you. You can be looking to your resources that you have. You can look to your people, of the people around you, to provide for you. And God is saying, I want to get the glory out of your life. Let me do this. You're looking at the money you got, like that's going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want the rocks to fall on us. Hallelujah. But we want to fall on the rock, which is Jesus, that solid rock on Christ, which we stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give him glory. Give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory, God, for this day, God. I thank you, God, for your people, God. Hallelujah. You said the prayers of the righteous availeth much, God, tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for blessing your people, God. Hallelujah. To humble themselves, God, that they will not have a prideful look. Hallelujah, haughtiness about themselves, Lord, that you'll keep your people, keep us humble, oh God, and submitted to you. Humility means to submit, hallelujah, to God in the fear of the Lord, just the same as the wives, the Bible speaks of, to submit to your husband in the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything that we do, we must fear God. While you're on that job and you don't like the stuff that's going on, you don't like the boss, you don't like this, it's not God's will that you go in there speaking curses on them, saying that they're going to go under, they're going to fold, they this and that. You speaking curses on that leader. You speaking curses on the men, on the women of God on that job, and you're praying. You don't know that you're cursing your own self. Hallelujah, because that's where you work at. If they fold, then you fold. Hallelujah. I hope, you know, sometimes you don't think about that. You speaking curses on them, and you don't know that they are the vessels. They are the ones that God is going to use to bless you. Hallelujah. Holly, I mean, I've shared this before. There was someone, they was on their job, and they was watching about blessing and curse not and everything. And they began to go on their job instead of speaking bad because there were some real things that was happening to them, real-life situations. They weren't paying them. They weren't giving them the raises that they were supposed to get. Not only that, they was promoting other people instead of them, even though they was coming in and, you know, all of these things. So they began to come in early and stay later and begin to pray and walk in that office, walk in that place, and begin to speak blessings on that place. And the next time they came to work, they called them in the office and promoted them and gave them a whole bunch of money in advance. I can't remember how much. But because they began to bless them, begin to bless your husband, bless your leadership, bless the president, speak blessings over them. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what's going on in your marriage. I don't care what's going on at work. I don't care what's going on in your church with the pastor and all of these things. Hallelujah. Begin to bless and curse not. Hallelujah. Begin to bless and curse not. That's what the Bible speaks of in Galatians. You can look that up in Galatians, speaking of blessings and cursing. Hallelujah. He said, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. So, number one, you really don't want to curse God's people, hallelujah, because you cursing your own. Hallelujah. Sometimes people, they don't walk in character. They don't have the fruit of love. They don't have the fruit of the Spirit. So, even though they have power, they don't know that they're being used as a witch. Hallelujah, because they don't have character. They have strong anointing and all this stuff. Hallelujah. They teaching about the Bible and all this, so they could be teaching about whatever it is they're doing. But when they begin to speak and put their mouths on the men and women of God, then and they're cursing, they're being used. The enemy is using your body as a witch and a warlock spirit. Okay. That's witchcraft 101 teaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Witchcraft 101. Amen. So we want to bless and curse not. Bless those that are, bless those that despitefully use you and all of these things. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We should not be rejoicing. You know, I tell my children and everything, natural and spiritual, don't rejoice when somebody else falls. Like, look at them. You know, you're rejoicing when they fall. You're rejoicing. Hallelujah. That is not the will of God. Your brother and sister fall. Hallelujah. You're not supposed to do that. Hallelujah. You're supposed to pray for them. Hallelujah. You're supposed to cover them. Hallelujah. So we're just going to pray tonight. Well, help us to cover our sisters and brothers that are fallen. Help us to love them. Hallelujah. Do unto our neighbors as it is ourselves. Hallelujah. Do unto others, rather. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We ask you for forgiveness on tonight, God, if this has been named amongst us, Lord, if we have not recognized your people, God. Hallelujah. And we've said and done the wrong things, Lord. Hallelujah. And I just pray for tonight, those that are called by you and they're not being recognized, oh God, and they feel like they're not being recognized, Lord, that you're bringing them to a place of humility, hallelujah, that they don't have to be recognized by man because you recognize them, oh God. In Jesus' name, we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. We thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. All righty, so it is 9 o'clock. I want those of you all tonight, if you don't know the Lord, if you can repeat after me tonight, if you don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, repeat after me, Lord, I admit that I've sinned. I repent for my sin. Lord, I confess my sin. Hallelujah. Even begin to confess your sins out loud wherever you are. Begin to confess what they are. If it's walking in pride, arrogance, hallelujah, jealousy, jealous of someone else, hallelujah, looking over the fence, like, you know, and not being content where you are, hallelujah, pride in your life, can't receive correction, hallelujah, pride blocks you, hallelujah, from seeing the truth, hallelujah, hallelujah, whatever it is tonight, hallelujah, you've been falling after the lust of your flesh, hallelujah, just begin to repent of it tonight, hallelujah, out loud, wherever you are, repent of disobedience, hallelujah, Lord, we repent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, walk in after everything that is unlike you, God, Lord, show us ourselves, God, show us whatever it is in us that needs to be rid of, hallelujah, if we're not giving the way we need to give to bless other people. We're selfish. Hallelujah. Selfish. Holding back good. Hallelujah. From others. Hallelujah. We have in our means to do it. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord. I see blessings over them now, God. Lord, I feel a release. Some people now, you're being released even now. My God. God, I see some tears flowing now. Hallelujah. God said that's deliverance. Oh, that's part of his purpose and plan. Even now, there are many are being healed now. Hallelujah. In the heart. Hallelujah. Many that have been backstabbed. Hallelujah. And they know about it. They've gone through some things, but they feel that someone has done. They had unforgiveness and hurt. Hallelujah. They feel like it was somebody's fault. Hallelujah. That this is happening to them and that is happening to them. They've been blaming others. God said, release it tonight. Hallelujah. Release it tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God, for covering them, God, under your blood. Cover your people under the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, God. Cover them, God. Keep them, God. Wash them with the washing of your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Confess. Hallelujah. We repent it now. We're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And say, Lord, I confess that you are Lord in my life, and I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, and you rose again in Jesus' name, and you are saved. And as long as you believe it in your heart, hallelujah, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. It is so. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. My time is up, people of God. So I just want to thank God for you all. For having me today, in Jesus' name. And I'm going to close the line. So I thank God for you all. I don't believe the lines can be open tonight for prayer and everything. Cause, oh, man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, amen. It sounds like the lines are open. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank
praise
you,
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
if there's anybody.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. I can hear you all now. So the line
thank
is off mute.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise
can you hear me
God.
Now, Apostle?
Yes, I can hear
bless
you.
Bless your heart. Thank you. Thank God for the word. And the word really ministered to my spirit because when you was talking about Jonah being tense in my life, especially I remember a dark time in my life back and a few years back, and I felt like Jonah. And I could just hear the Lord saying, you know, that's your spiritual name, Jonah, because I truly was running from the Lord. And I just thank God for that word that you brought today. I mean, my faith was really increased, and I was encouraged. And I was just encouraged by when you told us to just begin to worship the Lord. And I would like for you to stand in agreement with me for prayer that the Lord, I've been going through a couple of health situations, you know, that I don't understand. I've been having these problems that's radiated from my head down to the upper part of my back and in my chest and in my thigh, and I don't really understand the combination of symptoms, and they'll leave and come back, but I'm asking God for his total deliverance, and like you said earlier, you know, whatever you got to go through, you're going to trust in God, and so I want you to pray for that, and pray for me that we will move to a beautiful, safe place, but that we, too, are looking for a nice house to move into. So I will ask y'all to touch and agree with me on those requests.
Amen, amen, woman of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is so. I just decreed even over your life. It is so. Hallelujah. Even as you've gone through, even in your body, hallelujah, because the anointing, God's developed the anointing, the oil, even in your life. Hallelujah. There's many others, too, on the line, that God is developing the oil in your life, even in, like, even as Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was birthing forth. He was in anguish. He was in anguish. Hallelujah. To the point he began to sweat blood. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But that was all for the purpose of God. That was all for his purpose. What he was getting ready, he was already feeling in the spirit what it is he was getting ready to go through. Hallelujah. Because God was preparing his natural man. You know, by him spending that time away, preparing his natural body to get ready to go through this trial that he was going through, so the glory of God can be revealed. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the glory of God is getting. I decree the glory of God. Hallelujah. On the woman of God. Hallelujah. It's being revealed in her life. You're getting ready to reveal it in her life, oh God. Hallelujah. Even what the enemy has done. Hallelujah. I speak double. I speak triple, God. Hallelujah. That you begin to have such a, God is sharpening you so that you'll be able to call them out, those that are dealing in their body and that need healing. Hallelujah. That you'll be a sharp shooter in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For those that need a healing, a touch in their body. Hallelujah, woman of God. I'm just going to pull it on out of you even now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just dare you to begin to decree, even right now, you begin to decree now. Hallelujah. With full force. Hallelujah. In the spirit, just begin to decree, because there are some people that are waiting to hear your voice. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord through you. Hallelujah. I dare you even now just to decree healing to the people of God.
Lord.
Even now.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, we just decree the healing power of God to begin to move. Lord, we pray that the healing power of God begin to move us fire.
Yes,
Lord, to go
God.
Into those places, to those places of hurt.
Yes,
go,
God.
Go into those deep places, Lord, into those places of hurt.
Yes, God.
Go into those places, Lord, God, where the enemy had laid a strategic attack, God. And we pray, Lord, that the healing power begin to move and saturate and touch, Lord God. We pray for healing, Lord God, that will go down even into the bones, the spirit of arthritis. We call you out in the name of Jesus. We call out heart attacks and stroke. We call it out right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree by the power of God that the healing and anointing will move, Lord, even through these hallways, God. Move, Lord. And Father, our voice can be heard, Lord God. There's many people on this earth, and Lord, we pray that you can touch and hammer, Lord, touch right now, God. Heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the body begin to line up with the word of God. Oh, God, let your power be saturated, oh, God. But I pray with the sore of our feet, God, and I decree that everybody will line up with the word of God. And Father, we won't have no lack. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we'll walk in faith in the word of God, because your word has made us whole. God, you spoke the word,
God.
And she was made whole. And I said, spring and declare, God, that prophesied into my life, God, that my body will line up with your word, and that will call for full submission to your will and your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, God, hallelujah. I
Thank
see
you,
that
Lord.
Thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is Praise your place. That is your call. I see you doing this on a regular basis. Hallelujah. I see you just
Thank
praying.
You, Lord,
hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, yes. Developing that prayer and the speaking the word of God. Hallelujah. I see, yeah. I decree, I thank you, Lord, for stirring it up, oh God. In the name of Jesus,
thank
that healing anointing, oh God. In the name of
thank
Jesus,
you.
Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the woman of God. We just come against witchcraft that has been set out against her, God.
Yes.
In the name of every spirit.
Yes.
You said
yes.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness. Hallelujah, in
yes.
high places, God. Hallelujah, and then we wrestle even against spirits that even astral travel, people that are being used as witchcraft to pray against your people. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the woman of God. We thank you that the enemy is defeated.
Yes.
Hallelujah, in the name
yes,
of Jesus, Lord.
Lord.
We come against headaches. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Backaches, God, in the
yes.
name of Jesus. Every
yes.
ailment in our body,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. And the people that
yes.
are on
yes.
the, on now, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you that
yes,
we declare to go to dry places. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord. We give you
yes.
praise,
yes.
honor,
yes.
and we give you glory. I don't know, but I'm just going to say this while you are praying. I do know. I'm not going to say I don't know. Sometimes we're so used to saying I don't know. But while you were praying, I was seeing inside of this building. I'm seeing inside this building. It's like a huge building and everything. And there's a lot of doors. And I saw renovation. I see renovation. I see carpet. I see hallways. Hallelujah. And
wow.
I also see. The other thing I was seeing was big, huge bags. And. You know, like black bags, and they're being filled, and I saw them
yes.
moving out. I see big bags, and things are in these bags, and they're literally being moved out. Hallelujah. My God.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Black bags. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. This is a place with floors, many floors and things. My God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Does that ring a bell to you?
Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Because my landlord was thinking about remodeling he supposed to be testing up the carpet and stuff. And just was it yesterday? No, Saturday. I had got some big black bags, and I had started packing a lot of stuff in the bags.
My God.
And these bags are black. Mm-hmm.
My God.
Praise
hallelujah.
Jesus.
But I hear in my spirit, even when I was sharing it, the vision I was just seeing just now, hallelujah, God said, you're getting ready to move. Hallelujah. 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 He's getting
thank
ready
you,
to move.
Holy
He's getting so thinking not strange if you're packing your stuff up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I see huge bags, and I see them being tied in knots. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
stuffed animals. Hallelujah.
Yes.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Shandra Bakasha. Oh, glory,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Give the praise.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Holy. Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah,
God,
hallelujah.
Yes,
sometimes
yes.
God wants to, hallelujah, he's revealing his will to you, hallelujah, so you can know,
yes,
hallelujah,
yes.
your faith can be elevated,
yes,
hallelujah, to be
yes.
discerned and to know what is going on around you in this season and time,
yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
yes,
Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory, God, hallelujah,
glory,
hallelujah,
glory.
Praise
your madness.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I
hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Hallelujah. Next,
be
anyone
glorious.
Else? Next caller. Hallelujah. 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 Next caller. Hallelujah. I feel there's someone else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll forever hold you.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God,
this
joyful
is like,
mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
This is who is this woman of God? Woman of God,
this
what
is
were you
Sister
saying?
Lisa. I just wanted prayer.
Okay.
Good morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Good
God.
Morning.
God bless you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Lisa, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in her life. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she's an overcomer, God, by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of her testimony, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just decree that you're even going to speak. God said you're going to call fire down. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. From heaven. Hallelujah. And you're going to see it manifest. Hallelujah. Even in the lives of his people, you're going to see it manifest. The fire of God is going to be so real to you. Hallelujah.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. And it'll burn up everything that is unlike God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So also you're going to have to be careful what you speak. Hallelujah. As well. Hallelujah. Because your words hold weight. Hallelujah. It holds power. Hallelujah. Your words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for the woman of God. Hallelujah. How you're blessing her, God. Hallelujah. You're blessing her going in. You're blessing her coming out. Hallelujah. I feel the action. Is there something specific that you want me to pray for?
Yes.
Well, you're talking to me.
Yes.
You're talking to me.
Yes, this is Lisa. Amen.
Well, I need clarity and direction.
Amen. Because I feel the Lord is like, let your request be made known. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father God, Lord, we agree with our sister. We thank you, Lord, that you'll give her clarity, God, and give her direction, God. Hallelujah. And that she'll know that it's you. You're a leader by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor.
Yes,
and we give you glory. And this is your will, that she knows the will of God, that you will have her aware, hallelujah, that she will not be ignorant, God, hallelujah, of Satan's devices, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, you bring her acceptable place in you, God, hallelujah, in a time like this, Lord God, in like these times, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you will have her in the known, hallelujah, about her surroundings, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, so she'll be ready to pray, God, and to preach the gospel in season, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and give you praise, honor, and glory, in Jesus' name, amen. Bless you, Lord, thank you, Father God. All right, man of God, hallelujah, I believe someone else is asking for prayer.
Yes, this is Anthony calling all the way from the big old dipping.
Amen.
I would like to request a prayer. I had got bit by a spider about a couple of days ago, and it busted. I had to cut it open myself. It's trying to heal, but it's still kind of tender. And I also wanted to say a prayer for Sister Kimberly and Elise. For they going through.
Amen. Amen. That's a blessing to be able to pray for others. You know, not just thinking about yourself, you're thinking about others. So that's a blessing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, God, for the man of God. I thank you, Lord. You know his heart, God. You know every need, God. You said every need. You're going to supply it. Hallelujah,
yes, okay.
God. And Lord, we thank you for his faithfulness of heart to you, God. Lord, that he loves you, that he's looking to you, God, concerning everything in his life, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that he's a student of your word, God. In the name of Jesus, you'll teach him all things. Your Holy Spirit will lead him and guide him, God, in all truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray healing, God, even to his... Where did you get bit at? You said your hand?
My arm, Hallelujah. My elbow.
On your arm? Oh, it was your arm. Okay. All righty. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for total, complete healing, God. In Jesus' name, begin to lay your hands on the area. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for complete healing. Hallelujah. Let the anointing of God, the fire of God, burn it up even now. He said, miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe. And, Lord, he believes in the report of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for it. In Jesus' name, it is so. Glory Amen. Be to God. And we thank you for the two sisters, God, that are going through, God. We thank you, Lord. You know what it is that they need, God. You know exactly what it is. I thank you, Lord, for keeping them and covering them under your blood. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, do we have another caller? Hallelujah.
Yes.
I have a
prayer. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I would love to hear that.
The prayer report is you pray for my little 8-year-old, and he was having very, very difficulty in school and his work, and I just want to give God praise about his report home Friday. He had A's and B's, and he got to take a math test today. And his master, he just did spelling. That was the greatest hindrance. And after prayer, he been spelling through his math. He's going into geometry. He's doing areas and everything that he just couldn't even comprehend. He just going through it.
My God.
He got to pray. That happened
My
on Tuesday. That was about, that wasn't even 2 weeks ago. Maybe 2 weeks ago.
You're breaking up a little at the end.
After that, they had like a week before last time was on a prayer line or something, and he prayed, and he's been doing excellent at school.
My God, look at
that. He smiles a lot now. He can't wait to get in the house with his math paper like he did today, and he's doing some stuff in third grade that you should do in 7 and 8. I get God to pray for it. He understands it.
Wow. Look at God. It don't matter how great or how small it may look to others. God is concerned about everything. Hallelujah. I thank you for coming back and hearing a testimony. Hallelujah. You came back. Hallelujah. And share what God has done for you in a testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is so. We thank you, God, for it. Thank you for Peter, you can bless her, God, and her son in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God,
Lord,
for what you're doing in his life, oh God. I just see you just continue to speak the word of God over his life and lay hands on him every day and decree that he is a man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Decree over his life and speak it to his destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God's going to continue to work with him, even concerning his even self-esteem and things of that nature.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You want to say something?
Amen.
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Angela.
Hi, God bless you. God bless you.
Pray for
Thank
Sydney
you for calling.
And Mark. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I wanted to I wanted to pray for Sydney and Mark. They lost their mother and wife yesterday.
Okay. Sydney and Mark. I'm right. Praise God. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we pray for Sydney and Mark in the name of Jesus. Let's all be in agreement. Be praying with me in agreement. Hallelujah. Amen. We pray for Sydney and Mark, God. Lord, we know they're going through some things with the experience lost, God. Hallelujah. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the best is yet to come in their life. Even though sometimes we don't understand things, we don't understand why. Hallelujah, but Lord, I just pray, Lord, for your healing, God, anointing over them, God, for their destiny, God. I pray for their purpose to be fulfilled, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you'll cover them under your blood, oh God, Lord, that you'll keep them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, keep them, God, in perfect peace, God. You said whose mind is stayed on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, peace in their mind, God, peace in their heart, God. Oh God, Lord, you'll visit them, allow your visiting angels, Lord, to visit them, oh God, to minister to them, God. Oh God, those that bring encouragement, God. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that their future, their destiny, their purpose will not be on hold. Oh God, that this will not be a stumbling block for them, but this will be a stepping stone for them, God. Hallelujah. For them moving forward. Hallelujah. Was she sick or how did she pass?
She had lymphedema, and she was in ICU for months, and they took her off life support.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, sometimes we don't understand the timing of God, hallelujah, and everything. We don't understand the timing, but I just thank God for them. In their lives, that God has a great work ahead of them, has a great thing in store for them, for their future. In Jesus' name, I just speak peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the only, you know, even in life when we go through things, it's something, there's nothing that anyone can do or say to, you know, comfort us in those times, but the peace of God, he can comfort us, hallelujah, in our time of need, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, he can bring strength, hallelujah. He can give you peace that surpasses, I think for peace that surpasses all of their understanding, hallelujah. That means you don't even understand the peace that you have while you're at peace, hallelujah, but it's God, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God, and we decree it. We thank you, Lord, that there's a closer walk with you, Father, in Jesus' name, over their life, their destinies, their ministries, their purpose, oh, God,
yeah.
In Jesus' name. It is so, yeah. Over their life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I see financial increase and blessings over them now, in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, woman of God. I want you to get in touch with me as well. Hallelujah. On our radio broadcast, there's a church line number on there. You can look it up at Blog Talk Radio, Apostle Carl and Angie Flowery. There is a number on there that you can contact. Amen. So I want to thank God for you all tonight. I have only 90 seconds left. Amen. Thank God for you all having me.
Praise God.
Amen. And to that woman of God, get in contact with me. I want to turn it over to the set woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you guys. God bless you. I love you all. Have
bless
a blessed
you.
Night.
Love you too. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
You too.
You
God
all.
Bless.
Too.
All righty. God bless.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am.